providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
You know, one of the things I think that where the American public is being really led astray is what the executive office is putting out regarding information dealing with illegal immigration on the southern border. We started to talk about that in the last segment and then ran out of time, so we're going to elaborate a little bit on that one right now. You know, if you talk to the average person living in one of the border states, in Texas, let's say, they are absolutely amazed that they're not getting any help at all in terms of illegal immigration. The problems that are going on down there are absolutely amazing. Jimmy, you want to elaborate?
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are overwhelming in some of these towns. El Paso, for instance, you know, they're having 15, 16,000 people in 72-hour period come across the border. You know, this is compared to the 50 that went to Martha's Vineyard and got all the attention and the anger from the left.
Yeah.
But many of these border towns are being overwhelmed and overrun, and there's no place to put these people. The Customs and Border Agents, they're having to release them. So they're on the streets, and you can see video after video of, you know, massive lines of people crossing the border, and then really, really devastating situations in communities that are trying to care or take care of these people right along the border states. So you're hearing from the Biden administration and from, you know, the Director of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, that the border is secure, yet over 5 million people have crossed the border since Biden administration has taken over the responsibilities for protecting our nation. That's an overwhelming number, and our country just can't absorb that. So the situation is untenable. The major mainstream media is not covering it, and the administration is actually attempting to cover it up and using its influence in order to silence people's voices about the potential problems and how much of an impact it is in America.
That's pretty bad.
And, oh, by the way,
yeah,
most Americans do not agree with an open border. By far, the majority support a secure border.
Right. Well, I think most Americans are law-abiding citizens, and allowing illegal immigration, just closing your eyes or not recognizing at all, is clearly against the law in the United States. Jimmy, let's move on from there.
Yeah, so the other things that I think, you know, we're talking about the government influence in cooperation and coordination, in fact, some cases funding tech companies and influencing media outlets in order to give a particular perspective that is in conjunction with their political philosophy, while simultaneously silencing other voices, certainly conservative voices and people that oppose them, even if they're not conservative. And many of these, you know, very influential academics on the left that are coming out and saying, hey, you know, something's wrong here, they're being silenced as well. That has a huge impact on people, and it has an impact on elections, which shows an attempt to control the outcomes of politics. And what the foundations of our government, the foundations of our Constitution.
It strikes me,
here we have actual law enforcement agencies.
Yeah, it strikes me that the plan may be backfiring to an extent right in their faces, because a lot of the vote right now is not going the way that they would like it to go as far as the Latino population is concerned. Mexicans can be very conservative people, and the Democrats are clearly not getting 100% of their vote right now.
Well, it's a slow process, and
right.
Actually, many minority groups, Hispanics, Black Americans, Asian Americans, are all moving away in some level from Democratic policies. However, the Democrats have been really pushing, lack of voter, no requirements for voter ID.
Right.
Mail-in ballots, ways to increase the ability to actually change the outcomes of elections, especially in the states that they control. So that's an important issue. I think the real issue that's going to come up and turn the tide as we get more science and more information on the COVID response and mandates with vaccinations, and then the effectiveness or lack of effectiveness of vaccinations, and the actual attempts by the government to silence voices that were actually looking at science and saying, hey, something's wrong here. I think as that opens up, it'll open up a can of worms for this administration and this White House to manage.
Oh, it's
true. I think that's where people...
Yeah, it already has opened a can of worms. On December 29th, Daniel Horowitz wrote an article entitled Possibly the Most Important Study on COVID Shots Might Explain Why COVID Never Seems to End. Jimmy, let's talk about that article.
Yeah, so basically it's a very large German study, and that study outlined the fact that mRNA vaccines not only don't stop the virus, but by putting that into your system, it may have a direct impact on your body's immune system that allows you to continue to get sick and be susceptible not only to COVID, but to other diseases as well. It's a very big study. It's a very detailed study. And that is consistent with a large number of studies that are coming out to showing that many of the narratives that were pushed by the government and certainly by Health and Human Services and Dr. Anthony Fauci and some of the other people that were vocally supporting and mandating vaccinations, and of course the Biden administration that was mandating vaccinations in order for people to keep their job,
yep,
in fact were wrong. And it may be dangerous. And when you add that to the excess death numbers that are beginning to show up, and they're very significant, especially in younger age populations, people are going to really wonder how much, and lose faith, trust and faith in their government, but they're going to wonder how long they're going to live because of some of these, failed actions.
Well, it's pretty interesting.
More and more research coming.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting. Horowitz kind of summed up that article by saying, quote, wherever you turn, the most vaccinated countries are not only experiencing rampant side effects from the shots, but worse outcomes from COVID itself following their endless booster campaigns. What's going on, Jimmy? How did this thing get so out of hand? Because it is truly, truly out of hand.
I think the entire effort was, when the Chinese government got involved and was a proponent of lockdown policies, Anthony Fauci sent one of his staff members over to look at how they were responding to the pandemic. And there had been a large number of exercises and trainings and planning. And so they took that template and started operating based on what their planning was for a very dangerous disease. It turns out that COVID was not nearly as dangerous, but then the response, and this was during the Trump administration, was to pull together a large number of pharmaceutical companies to try to come up with a vaccine. And of course, this is being pushed by these health organizations as well as by the pharmaceutical companies. Now, once that got going, it was hard to stop, and then the influence, the number of dollars that were involved, the amount of government, basically, in my view, just failed policies and oversight, really started to collapse the system, and it unfortunately collapsed our economy, and it's been very damaging.
Oh, it certainly did. Lockdowns really, really played a major role in tightening up of our economy in terms of the results, the GDP numbers, et cetera, et cetera. It also had a very, very largely negative effect on the psychologies of people. Hey, you guys, we got to take a commercial. We'll be right back.